Praise the Lord. Let me turn, have you turn Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, just one very short verse of scripture for the beginning of our study tonight. In fact, why don't we all read this together? Would you read this out loud with me? Have it in your Bible, maybe look on the screen, whichever one comes. I know there's some people still flipping their pages. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, it says this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let this mind. It's talking about the mind of Jesus Christ. It's talking about doing things God's way. Amen. The title tonight is, Have You Lost Your Mind? I hope so. Praise the Lord. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that your will be done here tonight, that you would help us open our understanding. Lord, even touch our minds. Lord, that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will be exalted. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I've heard the term brainwashing. What a great idea. Wash all that stinking thinking out of your mind. And I'm going to get into scriptures here, but you've really arrived when you were carnal and in the world and living in sin, and you hung out with people that talk like the world and they lived in sin, and it almost became part of your everyday personality and your terminology that you used, the way that you talked. You could just cuss words or profanities would come out of your mouth without even thinking. You weren't even mad. You weren't even, you weren't really trying to curse anybody. You weren't really trying to, it was just unclean things would come out of your mouth routinely. And many workplaces are like that. I know the shipyard is getting better. The people who work around me are getting better. Because if they, you get the idea. If you're cussing at me, I'm going to say something, no matter who you are. Have you lost your mind? Well, losing the carnal, sinful way of thinking is a very good thing. It really is. How about this simple little thing? You hit your thumb with a nail or a hammer trying to hit a nail. Do you say a curse word or do you say, ouch? Or, ah, or, When the curse word doesn't come out and some other exclamation that is not a curse word does come out, that's a good sign. It's a good sign that what is in you is coming out automatically without even you thinking about it. And it's not a curse word. How about this? When somebody cuts you off in traffic or almost hits you or honks their horn at you, how do you feel then? Well, I hope I'm getting my simple point across. And I'm getting the point right up front because I'm going to use these scriptures to advocate for us losing our carnal mind and gaining a mind like Jesus Christ. Amen. And during the course of today, and there's only, you know, a couple of handfuls of us here, if you think of a manner in which you have lost your mind of carnality and gained the mind of Christ, such as perhaps those simple examples that I gave up front, raise your hand, and I'll, at the appropriate time, call on a couple, two, three people. Okay, if you would like to share. Amen. To have the mind of Christ is to think, feel, and respond as Jesus did. As he did. That is, humbly, obediently, lovingly, and righteously. Having the mind of Christ means to think the way that Jesus thinks. To see things the way Jesus sees them. To respond like Jesus would have responded. To let his thoughts replace our thoughts. Amen. It's more than a change of opinion. You know, we can change in our opinion and not really change our mind. It truly is a total transformation. Yes. We become different than what we were before Christ. Right. Amen. A transformation that is so greatly radical that it changes how we think. We think differently. It changes how we feel. You know, when I have a carnal mind, you know, someone gets mad at me, well, I can get mad at them. I've heard some illogical thinking. I don't get mad, I get even. What is that? It's carnal, and it's going to hurt you. You keep thinking like that, and somebody is going to probably hurt you. One day, somebody's going to do the unexpected. But it's just carnal. A transformation in which we look differently at how we see the world. I really do look at everything around me in the light of what the Bible has to say. I'm not fearful of the world events that are taking place because I know it talks about these things in the Bible. I can see Bible prophecy unfolding. It's not scary, it's comforting. I can see that our world is becoming just like the Bible said. You know, they're calling good things bad and bad things good. It's sad, but I understand it's what the Word of God said. In Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, the Apostle Paul wasn't suggesting, you know, the verse that I opened with, it wasn't a suggestion for a minor mind adjustment. It was a statement of let this mind, the mind of Jesus Christ, be in you. Amen. It was a statement. He was calling for a fundamental, a thorough, a profound change of thinking. From carnal, worldly, secular, humanistic mindset into the mind of Jesus Christ. Amen. A different way of thinking. You see, having the mind of Christ means valuing what he values. Yeah. It means loving what he loves. Rejecting what he rejects. It's seeing as he sees. It's being led by faith and the Holy Ghost. Refusing to allow our mind to create fear. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus is on our side. So many people in our world can be full of pride, full of carnality. But that's not the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we don't think in prideful thoughts. We don't think in carnality. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to be changed by Jesus Christ. To not think like I used to think when I was in the world. To not desire the things that I once desired. You know, it used to be that in the world, oh man, I got an urge for a smoke, a cigarette. You know what? When the smell of cigarette smoke is repulsive to you, like, oh, that's so, it stinks. You know, I can rest assured that's not the devil keeping me away from cigarettes. It's the Holy Ghost. It's repulsive to me. The smell doesn't smell good to me. There was a time, oh, hot day, they want a bottle of cold beer. The smell of beer is repulsive. You see, it has changed my mind. It used to be, I remember the days way back B.C., before Christ was in my life, that you would desire those things. But when I have the mind of Christ, the things I used to love, I hate. I want no part of. There is no temptation for me. Zero. None. In fact, let me stay just as far away. If there's other people doing it, well, then it's time for me to leave. I'd go to the Christmas party at work, and as long as we were eating our steaks and, you know, drinking my iced tea, but when the dinner got done, they started drinking Budweiser's. See ya. I gotta go. Now, I enjoyed dinner, but I gotta go now. No, I want nothing to do with it. I don't enjoy it. I want no part of it. My mind is different. It's not that anybody's making me. It's that the desires that I have been established by Jesus Christ. I'm training my mind to think like Jesus taught, said, the Word of God. Amen. But we have the mind of Christ. It is not just about knowing Scripture. It is about thinking scripturally. We do Bible study at my house, and you know, I'm telling the new converts, man, when you get the Bible, when you understand what's in the Bible And when you understand what the Word of God really says, and you get a revelation of who Jesus is and what He has done in my life, when you know the Word of God, I tell them, spiritually, you're bulletproof. There's not any lie that hell can tell you that you will believe. Because you already know what the Word of God says. I know that the Word of God says that Jesus is the only God. You're wasting your breath if you're trying to convince me that there's a three triune God that is three different persons. That's just ridiculous to me. And I'm not making fun of other faiths. I'm just telling you how it is in my mind. It is so crystal clear. It is so bulletproof. Nobody can tell me something different in hope of me believing that lie. It's just not going to happen. I want to think scripturally. It's not only doing good, it's also thinking right. It's not just living good. Some people live good lives. I mean, they're respectful and they obey most of the laws most of the time. And they're pretty good folks and they do nice things and they're polite. But that is not the objective. I want to be right with God. Yeah, I can do all those things and not be right with God. But when I do those good living things and I am right with God, it's the mind of Christ in me. It's not just being accountable to a list of do's and don'ts, a right and wrong list. It's not only having boundaries, and we certainly should have boundaries, things that you will not do. Because you have the mind of Christ in you. Things that you know you are going to do because you have the mind of Christ in you. It's not about just having boundaries. It's about embracing God's principles. It's about embracing His principles. It's about obeying His commandments. When we fail to seek and keep the mind of Christ, when we fail in our effort to have the mind of Christ live in us, confusion replaces clarity. No, when we don't have the mind of Christ, I said it correctly. If we don't have the mind of Christ, confusion will reign instead of clarity. Because I have the mind of Christ, I think clearly. God gives me strength. It becomes easy to make the right decisions because I have the mind of Christ in me. Carnal reason, when we fail to seek and keep the mind of Christ in that condition, carnal reasoning replaces revelation. You will believe a lie. You may fall for anything. It's possible you fall for everything. What a mess. Pride replaces peace if you don't have the mind of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. This scripture is true. When you're thinking, when you have stinking thinking, When you think carnally, as in the world, you think and live and do like the world. It will bring you to a place that is undesirable. You'll wind up where you do not want to be. But when you have the mind of Christ, you'll have life, and that more abundantly. Even life eternal and peace on that path. Amen. A believer who neglects this spiritual transformation, they become vulnerable. Vulnerable to distorted thinking. There are people in our world that have very distorted thinking. They become vulnerable to spiritual instability. You know, wishy-washy on what they believe. The Godhead is a mystery. No, it isn't. It's not a mystery. It's a revelation. It's Jesus Christ. Keep the mind of Christ in you, and you won't be confused. People who neglect spiritual transformation and don't keep the mind of Christ in them are going to carry emotional bondage. Your emotions are going to go wacky. They're not going to be reasonable. They will be unreasonable. Your emotions will go off the cliff. If you don't have the mind of Christ in you, you will be vulnerable to self-deception. You yourself will talk you into doing the things that are wrong. Your carnal mind will talk you into doing things that are wrong. Without the mind of Christ, our natural mind will create false impressions. Without the mind of Christ, our natural mind will create false narratives. Will create false scenarios, false understandings without the mind of Christ. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse number 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I could stop right there. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your mind determines your direction. Well, how is that so, Pastor? Well, what you think about is what you move towards. Think about it. What you think about most, you're going to move towards that direction. What you think about most, you will base your decisions on. What you think about most will set the priorities in your life. It'll decide what's important to you when you think about it a lot. What you think about most will decide who you become. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Amen. The pathway of the mind of Christ is total surrender of your mind. It really is. Just give yourself to the things of God. It is possible here. Let me just talk about this for a moment. It is possible you can surrender your will. You can surrender your plans. You can surrender your life, your priorities, even your finances. And it is possible to do these things, surrender these things, while still clinging to and refusing to surrender your mind. It's possible. An unsurrendered mind is the most dangerous form of self-will. If we just insist on thinking ungodly things. If we just insist on thinking the way we used to think. Surrender is required in so many areas of life. It really is. Surrender of our will. Luke chapter 22, verse number 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Jesus doesn't want to go through the crucifixion. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Hallelujah. Jesus surrendered his will. Yes. As a man in his flesh, he surrendered his will. Yes. We can surrender our will. You can surrender your plans. Good. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 9. A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. God, bring me wherever you want me to be. God, open doors for me along your path. God, help me to walk your way. Bring me, Lord, to the place you want me to be. Amen. Surrender your life. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. And Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. My wife tells me they talked about this at women's conference. Let him deny himself. We can surrender our priorities. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Those things that you need, God knows you need them. And when you put God first, God's going to give you the things you need. He will meet your need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's true. Amen. Surrender of things. Possessions, money. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It's been read many, many times at our church. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. I believe, in fact, I know it is true, our church is blessed because people give. There are people willing to surrender things. You surrender your time. You surrender your actions. You surrender your possessions. You surrender, yes, your money. When we put God first, God blesses that house. Amen. Now, here's another consideration. We can surrender all these things that we just talked about and still be defeated if we fail to surrender our mind. If we resist the Holy Ghost, if we resist the presence of God's Spirit, we will embrace fleshly thoughts and opinions. Your mind is not going to be blank. It's not. God didn't make us that way. And we will make a, without a surrendered mind, we will make a whole bunch of bad decisions. You'll make bad choices. It is absolutely true. We can be our own worst enemy. If you don't have the mind of Christ in you, and you are thinking carnally, that carnal thinking is going to lead you in an unhappy path. You will not be happy with the outcome of living carnally. It leads to the road, it is the road of destruction. Five results of failing to let the mind of Christ be in us. Failing to let the mind of Christ be in us. One is we misinterpret and miss God's will. Without His mind, we lean on human understanding. And no matter how educated, how experienced, how long you've been around, without the mind of Christ, you will make mistakes in your thinking. We misinterpret and miss God's will. We misread divine direction. I'm telling you, God is going to give people divine direction when you have the mind of Christ. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Praise the Lord. I need the mind of Christ. That was the first thing. We'll misinterpret and miss God's will. Number two, the results of failing to let the mind of Christ be in us, result number two is we magnify and prioritize fleshly emotions. That's just, if you don't have the mind of Christ, that's what's going to happen. Fear, anger, jealousy, offenses. That kind of thinking will dominate your mind. Where the peace of Jesus Christ should be ruling. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. The result number three of failing to have let the mind of Christ be in you. We don't act or speak with spiritual discernment. Carnal reasoning dulls spiritual perception, resulting in us failing to recognize the move, the plan, and the will of God. We'll miss the mark without the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. I'm going to stop there. Number four. If you do not have the mind of Christ in you, we will fall prey to deception. Man, there is so much deception in our world. The news media, the entertainment sectors, just every portion of our society wants to deceive you. We will fall prey to deception without the mind of Christ. When we stop renewing our mind, deception feels like revelation. Feels like you're going to learn a new thing. But you are being deceived without the mind of Christ. It's the mind of Christ that keeps me sane. I have right thinking because I allow the mind of Christ to be in me. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me stop there. I got to renew my mind in Jesus Christ. Amen. Empowerment comes from having the mind of Christ. I tell you, the mind of Christ really does give us divine peace that surpasses our own understanding. There's no other reasonable explanation for the peace in my mind other than it's Jesus. I have confidence in Jesus. I know His word is true. Amen. A surrendered mind rests in the sovereignty of God. I know Jesus Christ is the Most High God, that there is no other God. I rest assured, I have peace in knowing that the Bible declares who He is. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Man, I got to keep thinking about Jesus. Keep thinking about his ways. Let the mind of Christ be in me. Amen. Divine empowerment comes with the mind of Christ, divine peace, spiritual clarity. You begin to discern truth from error, right from wrong, and God's voice from all the other voices in this world. John chapter 3, verse 13. Thou wilt keep him in perfect... Nope. How be it? I was reading the old one. Sorry about that. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. He will guide you into all truth. Amen. Number three, when you have empowerment comes from the mind of Christ, humility and obedience. The mind of Christ produces submission instead of stubbornness. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He became obedient. Amen. When we have the empowerment that comes from the mind of Christ, we get an unshakable faith. With his mind, you no longer see impossibilities. You see opportunities for God's glory. Amen. Anybody who's been around this church for very long at all, man, we've seen, I in my own life, know people with blinded eyes that have opened, ears that have been unstopped, broken bones that were healed, backs that were healed, stroke victims walk out of the wheelchair, cancer. Cancer be healed over and over and over, multiple times in this church. Just, I tell you, there is nothing impossible to God. Little group of 20 people go from the storefront church to this church and quadruple our expenses. You know, it was a big step. But we paid every bill. Oh, God provided for us to pay everything all the time in every case. Nothing is impossible to God. Did I read Mark 9:23? All right, do Mark 9:23. Mark 9:23. Maybe did I write down the wrong one? What does Mark 9:23 say? And when Jesus came unto the rulers of the house and saw the minister. All right, try it. Mark. And he said unto him, if thou canst believe, this is it. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. God can do anything. When you have the mind of Christ, you think like that. That's the way we think, because the mind of Christ is in us. Right. Praise the Lord. When we have the mind of Christ in us, when we are empowered by the mind of Christ, we have transformational power. We can change. You might have been living an carnal life or an ungodly life a long time. I'm telling you, in the mind of Christ, you can change. You can be delivered. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let means we have to invite. And then we have to give Jesus Christ permission to enter. We got to let God do a work in us. Let Him change your mind. God will not force someone to change. If you want to keep on drinking, you're going to keep on drinking. If you want to keep on doing drugs, guess what? You're going to keep on doing drugs. If you want to keep your filthy, nasty mouth speaking profanities, if you want to talk that way, guess what? You're going to continue to talk that way. But if you'll let the mind of Christ, let, invite Him into your mind. You will have to allow God to work in you. You have to want God to work in you. You have to allow God to change you. Literally every day we must decide. This is not just a one time and once and done thing. This is every single day. If you got the mind of Christ today, tomorrow you got to have the mind of Christ again. Purposefully, on purpose, have the mind of Christ. Every day we got to make this choice. Whose thoughts will dominate our life? Our attitudes, our priorities, our direction, our habits. Our carnal or His mind of Christ? If the mind of Christ is not in us, it'll be our carnal mind making the decisions. It's one or the other. Well, I'm not going to have the mind of Christ, but I'm not going to do carnal stuff either. Oh, yes, you will. You can have the mind of Christ, or you'll think carnally. It's one or the other. You got to get on one side or the other. You can't walk this fence. It's impossible. Can't be done. However, if the mind of Christ is in us, if that's your choice, I want the mind of Christ in me, it will be Christ making the most important decisions in your life. Oswald Chambers wrote, "The battle is won or lost in the mind long before it is won or lost in the field." An old preacher once said, "Sin begins in the head, not in the bed." Think about it. This is reasonable thinking. The thief thinks about stealing long before he steals something. The liar thinks about the lie before he tells the lie. Makes up a story. You get that. You know the deal. You've heard the lies. the adulterer thinks about the act of adultery before he or she commits the act. The murderer thinks about killing before he kills. Most arguments, hatred, coveting, jealousy, lust, envy, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, offense, resentment, and all divisions of all kinds, they all begin in the head. I got 2 minutes. I won't make it. So the question is, stand with me. I'm closing right here. Excuse me. Have you lost your mind? I want the mind of Christ to be in me. Not my will. Jesus, your will be done. Lord, I pray even right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would keep the mind of Christ in me. Lord, that you would help me think of godly things, God, and put godly desires within my mind. Lord, let the mind of Christ be in me, empower me to think rightly, to do right things, Lord. Let the mind of Christ overcome the carnal nature of my own flesh. Let the mind of Christ strengthen and encourage and uplift me. Help me, Lord, to have the mind of Christ, the mind of Jesus in my life. Praise the Lord. What a powerful thing it is to have the mind of Christ in us. Thank you, Lord, for it, for the mind of Christ to be in us. Bless, Lord, your people. Help us, Lord, to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.